Okay, hang on here.
Hi, Teresa. Teresa, thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director here. Tara, of course, wanted me to get on the line, get you the details of the service, how it works, what's included, answer any questions that you might have, and then also to apply a reduced rate here, being that the business is fairly new. Happy Friday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Yeah, happy Friday to you.
Thank you. Thank you very
I'm
much.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Well, I do have your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google, I mean, you're paying for Google Ads, right? But you're familiar with that local map or the pack result that
Correct.
pops up. Okay. So we're calling through the area because we have a position available within our company to list the services that you provide, you know, kind of the outdoor home improvement, fencing, and all of those different services for your service area. We're one of Google's premier partners, and when positions become available, it's our job to keep them filled. Now, it looks like the company that we had actually moved to Florida. I'm not sure if it's, it doesn't say anything about whether or not the business is going to continue, just not in the area. But
It was a fencing business?
it was a fencing company. Yeah, I mean, Tara has a list of pre-qualified candidates from our inventory department that fall into the same general category to fill the position that we're listing here. So you won't be the only company that's on that first page. You'll just be the only company that we're working with as a Google partner for that area, for those keywords. Now, that's kind of the main category, but you're not going to be limited by keyword search phrase or, you know, even misspellings of what someone might type in, as long as it's a service that you provide and as long as they're in your service area. Now, Tara says you're doing Google Ads on your own, but you don't really see yourself up there. Do you see like the tracking or reporting that you're getting?
Yeah, we're definitely getting clicks and stuff.
Okay.
It's just a matter of getting those turned into business.
Okay, yeah. And of course with the paid ads, it's a rotating spot. I mean, Google tries to make it fair for everyone, and there's usually just the three at the top and maybe two at the bottom, and you know, always more than five people wanting to be on that first page. So your Google ads kind of rotate. But you know, if you're getting clicks and you see that, I mean, if it's not translating into phone calls, I mean, that's obviously the whole point of doing it. We do Google Ads. We're Google partners, like I said, trained and certified to do Google Ads or AdWords, but that's not the position that we're calling about. We're actually calling about the position just below those sponsored ads in that local map. Now, we would be promoting your website, and that's really what a website needs. It needs to be kind of cross-referenced, backlinked, promoted on the different destination directories and submissions that Google looks for and indexes when someone does a keyword search. So that way you don't have to be doing paid ads and you're not going to rotate. I mean, it is kind of 24/7. Your position's going to vary a little bit, okay, depending on keyword or search phrase. Someone types in painting or fencing contractor versus fencing contractors or whatever they might type in. Your placement might vary a little bit, but you'll still be on that first page, and that's really all that matters. Google's been doing the tracking studies for a very long time, and there's really just marginal differences into the amount of phone calls or the amount of jobs that you can get if you're in the first position, second position, third or fourth position, as long as your people can see you and as long as you've got a website. That seems to be the most important thing. And of course, good reviews help. I mean, that helps people to say, well, maybe I'll look at this website. But you've got that website that we can promote. GoDaddy does a great job. They're always Google compliant, which meets the two criteria that Google wants to see, meaning that it is mobile optimized. It stacks on itself and reformats for a smaller screen. And of course, it's HTTPS. The S actually means secure, and that does refer to any content, any like personal information that someone might be able to type into like a contact form. The information is encrypted. So that's what Google wants to see. We would do the rest, whether it's something like Yelp or Facebook that people are familiar with, or Opendy, Point.com, Solio, Telnav. stuff that no one's ever heard of. We don't create that content, of course, for your customers to see, but we do create it for your, for Google to see, for Bing to see. That's how they'll know that without a doubt, if someone were to call you, you would provide those services, and that's going to really make a difference for you. You do go 50 miles, though, so I'd want to do some form of paid ad. Obviously, it wouldn't be Google ads. Facebook ads we could do. Facebook ads would be very affordable. You'd be looking at about 20, 22 cents per click. We would budget $100 of Facebook ads into your campaign. And with the local SEO and the Facebook ads included, you're looking at an exact amount of $249. It would bill once a month for $249. Again, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it would just be that flat rate. I mean, I'm sure you've got questions for me, but at least on the surface, is that something you might want for your business at this point?
I mean, I would consider it. I definitely do have questions, though, as far
Of course.
If you could break down exactly what that would include, the $249. I was a little confused with that Facebook you were talking about.
So, of course, Facebook ads are different than, you know, when someone goes on Google or someone goes on Bing, I mean, they're actively doing a search, right? They're typing something into their computer or their smartphone, looking to find somewhere to go or someone to call, or maybe they're just looking for an answer. But, of course, in your case, they're, you know, they're trying to hire somebody. On Facebook, they don't even have to be actively doing a search, but your ads, you'll have Facebook ads, you know, and your website will be attached to that. So let's say someone has a project in the back of their head and they see your website, it's just another opportunity for them to click on it and to call you. So it's a little bit like Google ads, although it's a lot more affordable and it's actually more profitable. Facebook ads have a higher return on investment than Google ads, not just because the investment is lower, but like you said, you're getting clicks, but you're not getting jobs out of it. So it's a great way for us to expand your coverage. The local map is called local for a reason. We are allowed a little overlap as far as ads go, and the position is probably about 25, maybe 30 miles in your area, but you do go up to 50 miles, which is why I would say that, you know, to really get you found 30 miles away, 40 miles away, and of course we would run the ads from, you know, right outside your front door outward. I think the Facebook ads are a good way to go. We can do a local campaign. It just probably wouldn't get you 50 miles, right? But it's only $199. Of course, like I said, there's $100 of Facebook ads. We did sunset the $149 as a local only campaign. That was at the beginning of the year. So you'd be getting $100 of Facebook ads for the extra $50, the difference between the $199 local-only campaign and the $249 with the Facebook ads. But, I mean, obviously, you know the needs of your business a lot better than I do, how far you're willing to go for the job, how much work you're actually looking to get, and, of course, you know, what the budget allows. I mean, at least on the surface, which of those do you think might be a better fit for your business at this point?
So I really just think, you know, I'm interested in the local listing.
Sure. Yeah. It's not a bad way to go, you know, and I think that you'd be happy getting jobs 5, 10, 15, 20 miles away, right? I mean, it's not like you're not an Uber driver getting paid to drive out there. So we could definitely do that, list you locally. Again, if all the directories that Google wants to see, they all attach to your website. And like a website, they do talk about your company, your services, your service area. It's not the businesses that have been around the longest or the ones that do the best job or the biggest company that Google lists on the first page. It is the ones that kind of have the most content online that relate to that particular person's search. Now, we are Google partners. I'm going to send you a link to our pricing page. The name of the company is Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website, and the link that I'm sending you is to the pricing page of the website, which is localsplash.com/SEO-packages. It's an SMS message through the computer, but it works just like a text message. So if you can put me on speakerphone and open that up, at the very top of it, it says, take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Are you able to see that? Did you get the link, Teresa?
I'm sorry. I did not Oh, yes, I did. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was gonna.
Are you wanting to like take control over my screen?
No. But I sent you a link. It's an SMS message through the computer, but it's a link to our pricing mm-hmm. page. So you can just open that up and kind of walk through that with me, though. I'm not trying to. No,
okay,
I
got you. I've got it pulled up.
Okay, good. So I don't know if I mentioned it already, but you are going to have 24/7 access to a tracking system. There are reports that are very detailed, but streamlined and easy to understand. It does update in near real time. So several times throughout the day, your information updates. You'll always have accurate, up-to-date information about how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each individual search. Now, of course, most of the time, you simply get calls directly to you. Everything has the click-to-call feature. We'll be promoting, of course, your website and your phone number. Now, you'll be able to monitor your reviews from your tracking system, and you'll have reviews not just on Google and Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Foursquare, wherever someone can write a review. And we are, like I said, creating multiple platforms. Most of those directory submissions do allow for someone to write a review. So wherever they originate, they do repopulate on your tracking system. So right from one place, you can request reviews or respond to reviews. If you wanted to, you could have us respond to your reviews for you in a professional fashion. We would do that at no additional cost. We have been around since 2004, and we'll definitely be celebrating our 20th anniversary a little bit later on this year. And that's quite a long time, you know, for any industry, really. And certainly for a young industry like search engine optimization, putting businesses on the first page of the Internet, 20 years is a long time. I've been with the company a little more than half that time. Actually, next week I'll celebrate my 11-year anniversary with the company. But we've got clients that have been with us even longer than I have, you know, 12, 14, 16, 18 years. 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating, actually. And that's because it's a month-to-month service, but we earn your business. We have to get your phone ringing, keep it ringing for you to be a satisfied client. But our clients do tend to keep the service long-term. Of course, it is month-to-month, though. You can stop at any time. There's a blue-tinted photo, and below it, it says Google Ads Partner. Right below that is a box that says Google Partner with a colorful G inside it. And you can click right on that box. It's not like copy and paste it off of the Internet. It's actually our badge of authenticity provided to us by Google. If you click on it, it does go directly to google.com/partner. So right on Google's website, you can see that Local Splash is a Google partner. Google started a partnership program about 9.5 years ago, partnering up with SEO companies and digital marketing firms, mostly to get business owners a better return on investment using Google paid ads, using the AdWords. Of course, Google knows when those ads are professionally managed by someone trained and certified through Google. Businesses see a higher return on investment and tend to use that product longer. Now, we wouldn't be doing the Google ads, and in the case of the Pro package, we wouldn't even be doing the Facebook ads. So we're talking about 50% off of the Pro package. It's listed at $399. So if you click back, if you haven't already, on the link I sent out to you, it says $399 with a $299 setup fee. You already have a website. We don't have to build out a website for you. Tara attached an Angie Leads profile here, so I know that is, you know, kind of an expensive service. And of course, we want to make this as affordable for you as we possibly can. I'd be willing to, and it's Friday too. I think my supervisor would be fine with it. He's in a good mood already. He's already talking about maybe ending the day early. So I would waive your setup fee, and it would just be the $199 as an out-the-door cost. And again, it's to the penny. So there's no taxes, no fees, no surcharges, no lead fees. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. So it's easy to budget for, and it's a fixed rate that'll never go up on you.
Okay, so perfect. I really appreciate that explanation. So $199 a month will get me the Pro package.
The Pro package with a couple of extra bells and whistles. I mean, there's some things that I obviously could not include, like Facebook or Meta paid ads, or of course Google ads, which as you know cost money. Those are pay-per-click. The Ideal campaign has local service ads, which are basically leads, a little bit like the Angie leads that you have, but they're leads through Google. I couldn't include any of those because those we have to pay for. But if it just costs us a little bit of time to create for you, the review generation tools, of course as the dashboard tracking and things like that, the call and conversion, some of those little tidbits and bells and whistles off the other packages, I could definitely include that. But it would be the pro package, the main bulk of that pro package, not just the Google and Bing listings or profiles, which are good for like a digital business card. If someone already knows the name of your company, they'd see those listings, your website be attached. That's okay. But we want you to be found for people who don't even know who to call. And that's the SEO content creation. That's where all of the directory submissions, it's linked to the one just below it, or two below it, I should say, where it says popular directory submissions. The SEO content creation, all of the directories that we'll create for you, like I said, will mirror or at least, contain certain information about your business. I won't say it's an exact match of your website. Obviously, your website's going to be a little more comprehensive and detailed than most of those directories, but they do, you know, kind of mention that you're in the area, that you provide those services, and of course, you know, the exact match for your phone number and business information. Now, again, we don't have to do a landing page because you already have a website, which is a big part of at least part of why I'm waiving your setup fee. The other thing too is I added a promo code, not specifically for Angie's because we don't have a promo code specifically for Angie's, but we have a promo code for someone who is currently or even has recently spent advertising dollars elsewhere. Recent enough that, I mean, you've got an active profile page that Tara attached here. Are you still using the Angie's? Are you paying for leads currently?
We are, yeah.
You are. How do you like that service overall?
Honestly, I don't have any complaints about it. We're kind of still new to it, but, I mean, everything's been good so far.
You know, it's a well-made lead service, and of course it doesn't conflict at all with being on the first page of Google or doing Google Ads. It's just a whole separate entity altogether. A lot of my clients do have a lead-based service, whether it is the one you've got or like Thumbtack, Networks, Craftjack. A lot of my clients, though, once we get their phone ringing, some of them are able to scale back on paying for leads, so you might be able to do that and want to do that. But yeah, the promo code is not specific to Angie's, but since you are actively using it, or even like I said, even if you said that you had paused it or stopped using it, your profile page is active, meaning that you probably signed up less than a year ago or renewed your membership less than a year ago. So I put that promo code into the system as well. And of course, like I said, that does help me to lower the cost of the setup fee. The cost of the setup fee is something that we do sometimes pass on to our clients because it does take time. You know, it takes people and you know, people who are skilled at doing it, it still takes them a while to create all the content to get you on that first page. But like I said, I'm happy, especially on a Friday, to waive your setup fee and make it affordable for you. So even in the first month, it's $199 as an out-the-door cost. It would never go up unless at some point you said, hey, you know, what were those Facebook ads all about? And maybe if we investigated that and something, if you wanted to upgrade to one of the other packages, I mean, then obviously it'd be separate pricing. But I think the pro package, you know, especially after speaking with you, you've got the Angie's and everything else. So this is meant to just kind of be a supplement, you know, not the standalone, the only eggs, you know, all the eggs in one basket marketing strategy that you've got going. But it's certainly going to help more eyes find your website on their own.
Okay. And I know that the map listed Is there a certain order that since like the companies are listed in? Is there like a, you know, a rhyme or reason to it, or?
There is a reason. I don't know about the rhyme. But it's a great question. And Google does look at over 200 different ranking factors. And, I mean, there are certain things that no one can control or even affect. And the main one that will always have a little bit of impact on the ranking, although not what it used to have, and it was only something that Google played around with for a short term, but there is still something that they default to in the background, which is the proximity of your business to the person doing that search, which for service-based businesses doesn't make much sense at all. I mean, someone's not driving to you, you're willing to go to them, but it is still something that Google does have as one of their ranking factors. It's not as important as it was, gosh, that was about 8 years ago. And for about 2 or 3 months, it was very clear, and they listed first place was the closest one to that person, and they had the mile, 1.5, second place was 3.4, fourth place was, you know, so they had, it was exactly, and they're just playing around with certain changes to the algorithm, but it was listed in order of how far you were from that person, and for a couple of months, that was the only thing that mattered. Like I said, they're just trying to work out some bugs or kinks or whatever they're trying to do, but, you know, how far you are from what they determined to be the centroid of town or the proximity of or the density of your competition, there are things that no one can affect or change, right? And like I said, let's say someone types in fencing contractor near me and they get a phone call, so they stop their search. They go back later on, they type in fencing contractors near me with an S on it. They might not even realize they did it. It wasn't even on purpose. But the addition or deletion of an S might change your placement one or two spots, right? But as long as you've got all of the right content, you'll be on the first page for any keyword or search phrase. I couldn't tell you if you're going to be in, you know, the exact second spot for this search phrase or the third spot for that search phrase. Like I said, it does vary, and of course that will depend too on how far someone is searching for you, because that's always factored into things. But as long as you're on that first page, you know, you get those options, you get those phone calls. Most people look at a website or two before they decide who to call. I like the look of your website. Not everyone who sees you on the first page will, of course, decide to call your company, but that's okay. You know, the ones that do call you will have had the opportunity to make kind of an informed decision, an educated choice. They liked something that they saw on your website. Usually before they start dialing your number, they want to work with you. They're hoping you answer the phone, hoping you're available to do the job, and pretty much already thinking if your price is fair, they want to work with you. So it's a very high conversion rate. Again, that's a little bit different than what you get with Angie's, where it might just be someone who's expecting a couple of bids and phone calls, because it is a shared lead system. So is Thumbtack and Networks. CraftJack too. Every lead that you get gets sent to at least one or two or sometimes three or four of your competitors, and you know, sometimes you're in a bit of a bidding war. But with this, customers are choosing you over your competition. So it's another way for you to get quality jobs come your way.
Okay. Perfect.
And, I mean, we are going to do a deeper dive into all the different services that you provide. We call it our client interview. One of our technicians will do a follow-up call. It takes about 25, 30 minutes. We'll talk to you about all of the different services you want to provide, all of the different places you want to be found for, any mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, you know, what's unique about your business. If you want to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. We'll kind of verify information off of your website and information that I have here. And then, of course, we'll do the keyword research for the services you want to be found for, and we'll very quickly, even in that conversation, get you out that list of keywords that we'd be promoting you for. You could say, hey, I like it, you know, let's run with it, or, oh, could you add this one, or, yeah, could you delete that one, that type of thing. The other thing, too, you know, that I wanted to mention is your tracking and your reporting system. You can request content changes, make updates to anything that you want us to change right through your tracking system, or, of course, you can call us or email us. I did want to ask you, because the Angie's has an address on it, but usually the addresses that Angie's has are home addresses. Your business is service-based, right? And you only go out to the customer. No one comes to you. There's not like a brick-and-mortar showroom or physical location that you would want us to promote for your business online?
Correct, yeah.
So the 231 West Canterbury Lane, that is your residence?
Yes, yeah. I would not want that listed on Google.
And Google doesn't want to list your home address online either. I mean, first of all, Google doesn't want anyone to drive out there and knock on your door, but the main reason they don't want to list your physical address is because most days you're probably out in the field. The only time Google lists an address is if someone can drive there, walk into that place, or at least knock on the door and have someone answer it, and then talk business, right? But you don't want that. You don't want that on your front doorstep, and Google doesn't want that either. And Google's very well aware that most service-based businesses are run from the home, kind of run out of the truck. So they'll only list your city and state, not even the zip code, certainly not any physical street address, and then, of course, you know, we can get you found in neighboring towns and cities as well. The number that we're speaking on, this is a good number for you as well as for your customers to call?
Yes, but we have a company number that our customers can call to.
The one off of the website, the 417-880-4830?
Correct, yep.
So that's going to be the main business number that we'll promote. But the number that we're mm-hmm. speaking on, this is a good number for us to contact you?
Correct.
Okay. Now, like I said, your calls from your customers will go straight to the 4830 number. When we reach out to you, we'll use either number. It seems like this one, though, might be the better number to reach you directly. We also use text and email. Emails are usually for a longer piece of information, something we definitely want you to have for your records. From time to time, we'll email things out to you. Is the premiumoutdoorimprovement@gmail.com, is that the best email for us to use for that?
Yes, that's good.
Okay. And then, Teresa, Tara never did get your last name.
Boyd, B-O-Y-D.
B-O-Y-D. And then just to mm-hmm. to verify the spelling of your first name, is it T-H-E-R-E-S-A?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, got it. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things, one being to look at our client interview calendar to schedule that follow-up call. And then, Ms. Boyd, because we are Google partners, we're also required to read what's called a voice verification. It gets recorded through the computer, and it attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you so that you know that it is a month-to-month service, that in this case we're actually reducing the cost of the service as well as waiving the setup fee, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is actually, though, pretty straightforward. Ms. Boyd, I am required to read it before I even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, Teresa, we would move forward from there. Is that fair?
Sure.
Okay. Give me just one quick second. And then I have the business name listed as Premium Outdoor Improvement. I did see on the Angie's it's got the LLC, though, and the website, too.
Correct.
You want to, okay, so it's going to be Premium Outdoor yeah. Improvement LLC. I'll read that into the voice verification, which I do have pulled up now. It reads as follows.
And even though, oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
I don't know if this is part of that, but even though we located in Willard, are you able mm-hmm. to put Springfield as our location?
For your to be PIN verified in like your main location?
Yeah. Can it be just Center of Springfield?
We can easily do that. The easiest way for us to do that, do you know anyone there, friend, family, employee, who could receive one piece of mail for you?
I do, but that's okay. We'll just do it Willard. We'll just keep it Willard. That's totally fine.
Okay. All right. That's the easiest way. But I'll put in the notes here that maybe we can do a phone verification or a video verification. The reason I mention that is although the Google doesn't list a physical street address for you, they do prefer, in fact, they want to make sure that every business in the local map is a business fairly local to the area. They won't verify post office
right.
boxes or personal mailboxes. Those can be rented from someone outside of town. Their preferred method historically has always been the U.S. Postal Service and mailing out a PIN card. If that's the way that we go, we could mail it out to this current address. We could always re-PIN you somewhere else if necessary. Like I said, we'll also see if we can do a video verification or phone verification, but I'll put Springfield as your primary hub where you want your radius to radiate out from. So like I said, feel free to interrupt me at any time, but I'll go ahead and get that voice verification started here. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Teresa, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Premium Outdoor Improvement, LLC.
Perfect. And that's exactly how I have that. And then, Teresa, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Teresa Boyd, co-owner.
Okay. And then as the co-owner of Premium Outdoor Improvement LLC, Teresa, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
I am.
Okay, perfect. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
I am.
Okay. Now, Teresa, it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign. Since it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you, for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Teresa, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Of course.
Perfect. Yeah, sometimes I try to call my client, I'm calling the business number, and it goes to voicemail, or it goes, worse still, to mailbox full or not even set up. And I worry because I know if I was a potential customer trying to call and hire them and I get mailbox not set up, I'm probably not going to try to call back. I might just look at another website and call somebody else. So we just want you to,
right,
you know, to get the opportunities that are trying to find you, right? And, of course, from time to time, we'll want to speak with you. And certainly for your client interview, we would hope that you will answer. And we can take a look at that client interview in just a minute here. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it's month to month. We are already aware of the Angies. There's no conflict there. The reason that we ask is all the content, all the additional content that we'll be creating for your company. Of course, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll always make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Teresa, we do ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is accurate. Ms. Boyd, that's fair enough, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. We'll do what's called a NAPW audit. Stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along that you're aware of, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that the information is always accurate. Now, with it being a month-to-month service, with the cost of the service reduced, the setup fee waived, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'll actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 12th of April, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $199.00. That $199 for the pro package is an exact amount, and it will never go up. It's a fixed flat rate. It won't go up even by a penny, not at any time. And there is no taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, and all of the additional relevant directories. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 12th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $199. And again, Teresa, that rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service. It's offered completely at will, which means no contract. You can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can pause the service, too. If you end up getting more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, if necessary, you can pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request, Teresa, to prevent the charge to the next month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Ms. Boyd, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Teresa, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Okay, that actually does conclude the voice verification. And then, Teresa, that initial payment of $199, did you want to take care of that on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What does work best for you?
Just a MasterCard.
Okay. On that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
The business. Let me... Sorry, I got to find my wallet. It's the business name.
Okay, perfect. You said it was a MasterCard. That should actually start with a 5. All MasterCards do. I am ready for that number whenever you are.
Okay, one moment. Okay, so it's going to be 5293-7301.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
5027-1150.
And the expiration month and year?
227.
02 of 2027. And then the last three digits on the back of the card?
354.
Okay, so I have 354 on the back in February, mm-hmm. or 02 of 2027 for the expiration date. Was the card itself 5293-01-50-27-11-50?
I'm sorry, I wasn't looking at my card.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. Just wanted to make sure. I have 5293-7301-5027-1150.
That's correct.
Does that bill at the 231 West Canterbury Lane?
It does, yes.
Okay, and of course that's 65781. So in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. And that email does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on it. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Okay, go for it.
All right. So the toll-free number is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. Then it's simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a live client support agent. You can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That's Central Time. And, of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. If they receive the email after hours, they'll follow up with you in that next business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Teresa, you're going to receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. When you receive either the text message or the email, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there, okay? And then taking a look at our client interview calendar, it does look like we are booked up for the 5 o'clock and the 4 o'clock, too, which we're already in that hour. So I guess we'd be looking out to Monday. We could do as early as 9 a.m. or as late as 5 p.m., and it looks like with just the lunch break at 2 o'clock, there's at least one spot every hour in between. So would you want something around mid-morning, 9, 10, or later than the day?
I could do 9 a.m.
9? Okay. It's going to be scheduled at 9 o'clock. It's a one-hour window, but the call takes about 25 or 30 minutes. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call, just kind of those basic questions that I mentioned earlier and a couple of others. At 8 o'clock, you're going to get a calendar, I'm sorry, not a calendar invite. I'll send that in a second. You're going to get an automated email just to remind you that the call itself is scheduled at 9. Might get to you a couple of minutes after 9. And in a second here, I'm going to send you a calendar invite to your email address. The invite's just going to say local / CIENG, which stands for client interview, to be conducted in English. Now, I did want to add just a little bit of extra security here on your account, just a question and an answer. Anyone who calls us and tells us that they're with Premium Outdoor Improvement LLC, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we may still sometimes ask you for the answer to the security question. More importantly, though, anyone who calls you, and even if they identify themselves as Google or even Local Splash, they will need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and even the question. If they can't give you that information, just politely let them go. And Teresa, if anyone is calling you, telling you that they need to verify information, especially if they're asking you for more money for your Google listing, just politely let them go. Like I said, the voice verification has already been attached to your account, and it is for your protection, and it clearly states it only bills once a month for exactly $1.99, never a penny more, of course, with the billing date being the 12th. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
We'll do the first pet name.
First pet, and then what is the answer?
Millie, M-I-L-L-I-E.
Millie, okay. And then I have to type it in twice. Okay, you're all set there. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now?
Yes, and I already have a Google Business profile, so is there
right.
a way
Don't
to
worry
combine
about
those,
that
or
one.
How does that work?
Yes, yeah, so the one that you got, pictures needed for Google video verification, you can just ignore that. That's an automated email that gets sent out to everyone. You are already Google PIN verified, so we're not even going to create a new one. And we wouldn't want there to be a duplicate, and we certainly don't want there to be any discrepancies, so we'll definitely use the one that you've already got. Like I said, it's just an automated email that gets sent to everyone. The other one is the welcome email, which has the client support information that I've already given you. In fact, I think most, if not all of our emails have that listed somewhere. But the one that I did want you to see is the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. If you open up that one, it says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. And it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. The blue click here is hyperlinked. Mm-hmm. Are you able to see that?
Yeah.
Okay, if you click on the click here, it goes to the Local Splash Terms of Experience. That's everything that we've talked about in that voice verification. It's provided for you in writing. If there's an asterisk in there, it means that we might not be providing it. And with the pro package, with your website already included, we're not going to be including the Facebook ads, the Google ads, of course, Google Guarantee we're not going to be doing. But all the information is there for your Google listing, your Bing listing, the directory submissions, or not just the ones that are listed there. It's everything necessary to be on the first page. You see the long line and below it, your phone number populating. And the two boxes below that we do want you to click. One says, I agree to receive SMS messages, which are, of course, just text messages through a computer or a mobile device. We do want you to click on that. And then the other box, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We want you to click on that box. If you see the longer box below it with the arrow pointing towards it, that's where you would either type in or copy and paste your name as it appears. If you type it, it's case sensitive, so the T and the B are capitalized. If you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy an extra space before or after. But once you've got Teresa Boyd in the box, click the confirm signature box to the right of it. That actually does a few things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's a month-to-month service, that we've waived your setup fee, etc. It will also allow us to release or to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and for us to fix it if it is not. So it's an important step in the process. Teresa, you'll know that you are successful in submitting that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that next screen.
I do.
Okay. You can actually stop right there. Your welcome email, though, does have your username and a default password. You can't change the username, but good thing it's easy to remember. It just is your phone number, the one that we're speaking on. The area code is included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses, just the numbers. And then your default password is TopClicks, TopClicks, all lowercase, no space. You can change that password once you log into your tracking system, and that's the whole point. You don't have to do that now. In fact, if you did right now, it would tell you that your tracking system's not activated yet, but our automated system thinks you're trying to log in now, so it's taking you to that login screen. We do need to do your client interview first, and again, we'll be doing that at 9 o'clock on Monday. I'll send you out that calendar invite. It's got your username on here now that that's been generated. It's got your name, and then, of course, it's got your phone number. And any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email address, please do include either your username or your phone number. In this case, they're the same thing, but that does help us to easily access that information and send it out to the right department. Anything and everything can be sent to that catch-all email for your account, and we'll just take care of it from there. Other than that, I did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting your phone ringing, getting that website out there in front of more eyes, and, of course, to earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Perfect. I appreciate it. And we won't be seeing that listing until after that call on Monday, correct?
Correct. Yeah, we do have to get that phone call out to you to get everything set up and started. And again, we'll be calling you in that first part of the hour at 9 o'clock on Monday.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Thank you, too. You take care. Have a great day. Enjoy the weekend.
You too. You
Thank
too.
You, bye. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.